Hello friends, we all know that in Vedic astrology we follow the sidereal zodiac, and as per that Jupiter has been moving through the Capricorn sign for quite some time, and now on April 6 Jupiter is going to get into the Aquarius sign, and then again on September 14 he will fall back into the Capricorn sign because of retrogression, and then will after some time he will get direct and get back into Aquarius again on November 21st. So Jupiter is going to swing between Aquarius and Capricorn in this whole year of 2021. So this is, you know, the sign based transit analysis. So that I have already analyzed the transit of Jupiter through the Capricorn sign, and Jupiter is going to get into Aquarius on April 6th. So I will make a podcast for that little later on. But there is one more thing that we look for when we are analyzing the transit in Vedic astrology, because in Vedic astrology we don't only divide the whole of zodiac into 12 signs, we also divide the whole of zodiac into 27 nakshatras, and these are two parallel schemes of divisions and they coexist. We have divided the whole of zodiac into 12 signs on the basis of the movement of sun, because sun covers the whole of the zodiac in 12 months. So for every month of the movement of sun there is one sign. Similarly, since moon covers the whole of the zodiac in 27 days, approximately 27 days, it is little more than 27 days. So we have divided the whole of zodiac into 27 nakshatras or lunar mansions, where one nakshatra is equivalent to how much on an average moon moves in a daytime. So we have given importance to both the luminaries on the basis of sun. There are 12 signs on the zodiac, and on the basis of moon there are 27 nakshatras on the zodiac. So when we are analyzing the transit, we also see that through which nakshatra a planet is passing through. So as per the nakshatra transit, Jupiter is going to get into the Dhanishtha nakshatra on March 5th, and he will move ahead into the Dhanishtha nakshatra and will cross the entire Dhanishtha nakshatra to enter into the Satbhisha nakshatra on May 22, and he will move little more ahead into Satbhisha. And after that he will get retrograde and will fall back into Satbhisha again, Dhanishtha again on July 20th. So he is going to enter into Dhanishtha now, right now on March 5th. He will cross the entire Dhanishtha and enter into Satbhisha on May 22nd, will go ahead into Satbhisha little bit, and then he will get retrograde and get back into Dhanishtha again on July 20, and then thereafter he will stay in Dhanishtha for the remaining part of the year to 2021. So we need to see, keep track of this also, that how the Jupiter is going to move as per on the zodiac as per the nakshatra division. So now since Jupiter is going to get into Dhanishtha on March 5th, so I thought let me make a short video on, audio on what kind of transit this can be, or what kind of energy we can experience in this phase. First of all, I would like to inform you all that what kind of energy Dhanishtha represents. Dhanishtha literally means the wealthiest. So obviously Dhanishtha nakshatra is capable of giving us wealth of our efforts. So whatever we have been working for, if we have been working for our goals with sincerity and hard work, then this is the time when those goals can be accomplished. That is one thing. Dhanishtha nakshatra, the symbol of Dhanishtha nakshatra is a damru, which is a drum which is held in hand and which is normally shown in the hand of Lord Shiva. So this nakshatra is normally associated with music or dance or some kind of rhythm. So Dhanishta Nakshatra is good for musical industry, for people who are into dancing for their profession. So all those things are good. Similarly, Dhanishta Nakshatra also is good if you are into something where you need to go out and project your work onto the larger mass. So Dhanishta Nakshatra also favors those kinds of activities. It is seen that people with prominent Dhanishta Nakshatra always most often have some musical talent, or they may have some dancing talent which will be inborn in them, and they may have a tendency of tuning into something. They can tune into the divine frequency, they can become very spiritual, and then they can feel that some kind of divine messages are delivered to them directly when they meditate or when they pray, or they can tune into the news or the corrupt media, modern media industry or internet kind of thing, and then they can choose to let this media or internet feed them with all kinds of messages, and that would influence their life choices and life direction. So they have to tune into something, either to the divine or to the media or to anything. They have to tune into something to receive some kind of message. So this is also one of the peculiar thing about Dhanishta. And Dhanishta Nakshatra, prominent people are often seen to have good organizational ability. They also have the ability of perseverance. They are good in adventure sports. So it's a happy kind of energy, I would say. They want to set long-term goals, and they want to achieve those goals also. Yes, sometimes Dhanishta Nakshatra people waste lots of energy in unconstructive works. So that can also happen. And this is good time when Dhanishta is getting activated through the transit of Jupiter after March 5th, as Jupiter is going to get into Dhanishta Nakshatra. So it is good time to pray to Lord Shiva, because as I have said, the symbol of Dhanishta Nakshatra is a damru, which is normally shown held by Lord Shiva. So one mantra that we can all chant during this phase is Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. So I hope that helps. Now I would like to discuss that how this transit will be as per where your natal moon is placed. That means in which nakshatra your natal moon is placed. So when I am analyzing or seeing the transit on the basis of the that through which nakshatra Jupiter is passing, then I have to look at this transit from the reference of in which nakshatra your natal moon is placed in your birth horoscope. So if your natal moon is placed in any of the nakshatras owned by Mars, which are the Mars owned nakshatras? Mrigshira, Chitra or Dhanishta. So if your natal moon is placed in Mrigshira, Chitra or Dhanishta, then this is okay type of transit for you, neither very good nor very bad. And if your natal moon is placed in a nakshatra owned by moon, for example Rohini, Hasta or Shravana, these are the three nakshatras owned by moon. So if your natal moon is placed in either Rohini or Hasta or Shravana, then this is a good transit for you when Jupiter is passing through the Dhanishta Nakshatra from March 5th till May 22nd, and then again after July 20th till year end. For such people whose natal moon is placed in Rohini, Hasta and Shravana, this time can give them earning of wealth. This is a good time for money inflow for them. And if your moon is placed in a nakshatra owned by sun, the nakshatras owned by sun are Kritika, Uttara Phalguni and Uttara Sadha. So if your natal moon is placed in any one of these three nakshatras owned by sun, it can be a little difficult time for you, and you may experience obstacles in your work, and you may feel that things are not very lucky for you. In the same way, if your moon is placed in any of the nakshatras owned by Venus, which are Bharani, Purva Phalguni and Purva Asadha. So if your natal moon is placed in any one of these three nakshatras, this is a good transit for you when Jupiter is passing through the Dhanishtha nakshatra. You may get some good news, and overall you will feel a general sense of comfort and wellness in this transit. Then if your natal moon is placed in any of the nakshatras owned by Ketu, like Ashwini, Magha and Mula, these are the three nakshatras owned by Ketu. So if your natal moon is placed in any one of these three nakshatras, then this can be a little difficult transit for you, and you may have to face your enemies and who may try to give you pain in this particular transit of Jupiter through the Dhanishtha nakshatra. If your similarly, if your natal moon is placed in a nakshatra owned by Mercury, what are the Mercury owned nakshatras? Ashlesha, Jyeshtha and Revati. So if your natal moon is placed in either one of these three nakshatras, this is a good transit for you when Jupiter is passing through Dhanishtha nakshatra. This will be a lucky time for you, and you may achieve your goals in this time. Similarly, if your natal moon is placed in a nakshatra owned by Saturn, what are the Saturn owned nakshatras? Pushya, Anuradha and Uttara Bhadrapad. So if your natal moon is placed in any one of these three nakshatras owned by Saturn, it is a difficult transit for you, and you may feel that luck is not working that much, and you may also experience losses in this time. So be careful, as Jupiter is passing through the Dhanishtha nakshatra from March 5th till May 22nd, and thereafter again July 20th onward. So be careful. And similarly, if your natal moon is placed in a nakshatra owned by Jupiter, which are Punarvasu, Vishakha and Purva Bhadrapad. So if your natal moon is placed in any one of these three nakshatras owned by Jupiter, it is a good transit for you when Jupiter is passing through the Dhanishtha nakshatra, and you may feel that you have good luck working for you. Your friends are very cooperative towards you. Your partners are well behaved towards you. So it is overall a good time for you. And if your natal moon is placed in any one of the nakshatras owned by Rahu, that is the nakshatras Ardra, Swati or Satabhisha. So if your natal moon is placed in any one of these three nakshatras, then it is very good time for you, and you may experience all kinds of cooperation from your best friends, your wife, your husband, and you can feel that there is an overall environment of convenience in life for you. See, this is only as per the transit. First of all, try to understand, transit cannot decide an event in your life. Your events in your life are always decided by your birth horoscope. Just because your moon is placed in some nakshatra, all the results cannot be forecasted. All the results cannot be predicted. Other planets are also there in your horoscope. So unless an astrologer sees your entire horoscope and analyzes the transit with respect to other reference points and also with respect to what dasha you are running right now, what are the promises present in your horoscope, until that is done, no prediction can be actually made. So this is just a general indicative podcast, so that you have a general idea of that what kind of energy in a broad sense you may experience as Jupiter is passing through the Dhanishtha Nakshatra. Please do not draw any final conclusion from what I have said, because even if your moon is placed in a nakshatra from where Dhanishtha transit is not good, but if your natal horoscope has good promises and if you're running through a very favorable dasha right now, then even this difficult transit may not harm you much, and you can just feel little irritation or little mood swing, that's it, and you will not even know that anything bad happened to you. So we need to understand that. So with this clarification, I would end this episode here. I hope you enjoyed my podcast, and you are listening to my episodes, and you are increasing your knowledge about Vedic astrology and awareness about Vedic astrology. So God bless you all, and I will request you all to subscribe to my channel if you're not subscribed till now. And remember one thing, always get into the habit of saying the prayers daily. Whichever religion you follow, we all follow, we all are worshipping the same God. So it hardly matters which religion you follow. Follow your own religion and worship God through the prayers given in your religion. And meditate on God, connect to God, and feel optimistic and feel lucky in life. God bless.